I mean, it tastes like you're drinking a birthday cake that is also somehow on fire, if you catch my drift. You get the burn of the alcohol, but the burn of the alcohol is offset by this ridiculous amount of birthday cake flavored sweetness. Now, I'll tell you what this ultimately results in. This results in you doing one shot, and then you do another shot, and then you do another shot. And by the third shot, you are tanked. You are tanked. I mean, we're talking vodka here. I mean, we're talking straight hits of vodka straight to the skull. So I'm running around. I'm handing out shots of this stuff. People are getting sloshed in this ballroom in D.C. I mean, there were some Egyptian military officers in there. We were trying to get them to drink. It didn't work. But we tried. That stuff right there, you forget how much you're drinking because it tastes like birthday cake. Now, are you going to get rid of that? Are you going to get rid of... I had a melon beer in D.C. as well. At an Italian restaurant, they had a melon beer. It was supposed to taste like watermelon. And they brought it to me, and surely enough, it was a very fine, pretty tasty lager that happened to have a hint of watermelon. It was very refreshing. It was very delicious. I was a big fan. But yeah, you're going to ban that too? It would be like banning that. It would be like banning a Pinnacle cotton candy flavor. Pinnacle peppermint. It would be like banning the buttered popcorn flavored vodka that I saw at the store the other day. Yes, I said buttered popcorn flavored vodka. Yes, that is a thing that exists if you want it. Yeah, sure. I'll throw out a free plug for Discount Liquors in Milford. Okay? They don't advertise with us. They don't. But I'm gonna mention them because they have a bottle, at least one, of buttered popcorn flavored vodka. If you want to be the brave soul who walks into Discount Liquors tonight and picks up yourself a bottle of buttered popcorn flavored vodka, call me tomorrow after you have a shot of this vodka and tell me if you survived, because that sounds revolting. And although it sounds revolting, am I going to ask the government to ban it? No, because I am an adult. And I believe that adults are capable of making their own decisions. Even though buttered popcorn-flavored vodka sounds like an abomination against all things good, I don't care what your religious beliefs are, this is a sin against something. It has to be. I don't care if you are, if you're a Buddhist, this is not going to bring enlightenment. Probably. This is not a good thing. This is not a holy thing. Buttered popcorn flavored vodka. That being said, am I going to ban it? Do I call for it to be banned? No. Like I said, I'm an adult. Oh, what about White Claw? White Claw, that hard seltzer White Claw? Ain't no laws when you're drinking claws. Sam Chick, guy I know, we know him. He's the owner of Puffsters in Dover. Friend of the show. Sent me a meme here. It says, first it came for the indoor smokers, but I did not speak out because I did not smoke indoors. Then they came for the Four Loko. Remember Four Loko? Energy drink mixed with alcohol. But I did not speak out because I did not drink Four Loko. Then they came for the flavored e-cigarette smokers, and I did not speak out because I do not smoke flavored e-cigarettes. Then they came for the White Claw, and there was no one left to speak for me. Because I was drunk. And as you drink White Claw, for every White Claw you drink, you become 25% less afraid of the police. So once you get four White Claws in, it's just Katie bar the freaking door. 302-839-1059, talk or text. Jose! Jose from Lewis says, Rob, if caller Ron and his Freedom to Kill Ourselves lobby want to kill themselves, by all means, but the public air is outdoor space, so you don't have the right to kill us all. So smoke your vape crap at home. Well, no, Jose. There is no evidence that secondhand vaping poses a health risk. There's just not, because of the way that it aspirates. It's just going to be, you're going to smell like the smell of burnt cherry, and then it's going to be fine. I will take that smell every day over the smell of stale butt. I will.